Για περισσότερες συναρπαστικές ιστορίες στη γλώσσα σας, αναζητήστε το SBS Greek στα podcast της Apple και της Google.
The Great Tamer is the man, he leaves the earth, which is dying, and turns his attention to other planets. Mr. Papayon, it sounds quite pessimistic. Are these just futuristic concerns and worries, or realistic interpretations?
I don't completely identify with this description. The Great Tamer is a kind of an internal journey. It is an allegory upon the human struggle to tame the energies that are inside him and around him in order to become a fertile human before he or she dies. It is a story told in visual terms about how to make sense of life as time passes and it tames us before we depart. I don't think it's pessimistic, but it does circulate around the idea of death. The awareness of death signifies the whole human history of civilization.
You have said that you are turning the human body into paint. How this translates to the theater you're doing?
It's a very simple fact. Wants to work without enormous sets and without a white screen for a background. One has to work in black, in a dark environment, has to work on in chiaroscuro, as we say, in the language of the painters. So you have to create light-colored statements against a black background. And because I do use the human body and because I do use the exposure of skin and nudity, I tend to use the skin color, the natural skin color, as the bright paint with which I will paint on the black canvas of the theater. Because I love optical illusions and ridiculous tricks, I do dress my performers often with dark clothes, so whatever part of their body they expose, it seems to be floating on in space, like in the tradition of the black theater. And this way they can connect different parts of their bodies and they can create hybrids of animals or oniric or nightmarish forms. So that's how I use the skin tone as a kind of a bright paint.
In an interview you said, and I quote, "Once you learn to see the world as a painter, this will never go away." Can you elaborate on this, Mr. Papayanu? How does this affect your day-to-day interaction and how you perceive reality and the world you live in?
This is something that my painting teacher, Yannis Tsaroukis, once told me. I couldn't understand it then because I was young. He told me that it is very difficult to explain to the non-painters how the painters look. And when I understood that, I also understood that once you get there, it never goes away. It is a way of perceiving and decoding the reflections of light on materials, which gives the color, the texture, and the shape. And it is equivalent to the way that musicians listen to sounds. There are some people that have the absolute ear and they know they can decode in a completely different way than we do any random sound that is around us. So when you learn to look at things like a painter, you learn to also be able to look non-psychologically. And this alters completely the way you perceive the world. You embark on a journey of understanding and visual associations frenzy that is very difficult to explain to the people that don't look at the world this way.
And one last thing, Dimitri Papayanu, and it will sound a bit cliche, it's where do you draw inspiration from?
Well, from my struggle to understand life. I do live, even though I work a lot, I do live. I do experience the fear and I do have the unanswered questions that we all have. I do have the urge to enjoy my life and the question about the meaning of it. So all these struggle to experience life, I take the inspiration and part of my personal struggle is to create things. This is my methodology of going through life and trying to understand life, my personal methodology. A scientist lives differently.
απολαύστε περισσότερες ιστορίες στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την σελίδα μας στη διεύθυνση sbs.com.au/Greek.